West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The city of Bowdoin announcing overnight that Bowdoin water customers are under a boil water advisory. They say this results from a water main break in the line going to the water tank. Crews are working to restore the system. Additional information will be provided as it does become available. Carrollton police continue to investigate an incident that involved shots being fired outside the River Point Apartments on Lovern Road early morning Sunday. So far, no injuries have been reported and two arrests have been made. Both men are charged with aggravated assault and remain in the Carroll County Jail on Tuesday. According to the preliminary report, before 3:30 a.m., officers located several spent shell casings in front of Building 100, at which time a visibly distraught female approached them and explained that she had bullet holes in her apartment window. Investigators determined that individuals inside of a red Hyundai Genesis had fired multiple shots at apartment 101 before fleeing the area. The vehicle was soon found outside the Carrollton Crossings apartments on Maple Street, and its occupants were transported to the police department for interviews. Investigators suspect that the shooting could have been in retaliation for an incident that occurred earlier inside of the county. Details on that alleged incident have not yet been released. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators hoping to lock in an agreement on U.S. border measures that will unlock House Republican support for war aid to Ukraine. So far, the U.S. House Speaker has been unwilling to consider any of the proposals. I talked about that with District 3 congressional candidate Phil Singleton over the weekend.
The House has already passed H.R. 2, so it's a comprehensive border reform package. The border is not about money. The border issue is about policy. You can give the Biden administration as much more money as they ask for, and all they're going to do is they're going to use it to process illegal aliens and send them out across the country.
In May of last year, the House passed H.R. 2, which makes various changes to immigration law, including by imposing limits on asylum eligibility and requiring employers to use an electronic system to verify the employment eligibility of new employees. Singleton said if he were in the House now, he would not consider any bill sending funding to the Ukraine until H.R. 2 is passed by the Senate and then placed on the president's desk.
First of all, everything should go in separate bills. So you shouldn't be tying these policy objectives together, because when you tie it together, all you're trying to do is to get someone that doesn't support a policy idea to support it because they support the other policy idea in the bill. That's no way to govern a country. What you do is you govern by consensus. And so I don't think that any bill should be clumped together one with the other. And you can't tie the American border with the Ukrainian sovereignty. Those are two totally separate issues.
Singleton said, "My personal opinion is we should not be spending American tax dollars in Ukraine.
I don't want Putin to take over Ukraine any more than anyone else, but we've got $330 billion of Vladimir Putin and Russian oligarchs' money that we've already seized, that the Biden administration needs to take that and pay back the American taxpayers for the $116 billion we've spent in Ukraine to date. And then the rest of that, they can go and they send Putin's money over to fund the war effort against Putin. So my view is let Putin pay for his own war. Let's fund him. Let's replenish our supply stocks with Putin's resources. Let's make sure that we're ready to face a China in the Taiwan Straits, that our military is fully funded and ready to go."
Singleton is one of five men who have declared their candidacy for the 2024 Republican primary election for the 3rd District House seat in May. A former West Georgia radio morning show host is sharing his creative energies and gift of gab on a new medium. Dr. Robert Gaines has released his very first children's book titled Blossom Possum Learns to Save, a book to help children ages 4 to 8 gain crucial knowledge about financial responsibility and understand that love and family are the greatest treasures of all.
So my mama, whenever we go on vacation, we like going to Myrtle Beach. And mama and my Aunt Dodo will give my kids $20 a piece or something when we go on vacation and spending money so they can get them a souvenir. And the entire time we're on vacation, we'll be at the beach, we'll be at the pool. They're like, "Can we go to the store? Can we go to the store? Can we go to the store?" They want to go to the Disney store. They want to go to Target. They want to go somewhere. And as soon as we get in the store with those five kids, they scatter. And it's like, we try to keep up with them because that money is burning a hole in their pocket.
Gaines was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
And I thought, wouldn't it be neat if I wrote a story that kind of involved my kids that would teach them to, number one, spend responsibly. I mean, it's okay to spend. We want to spend money and have fun, but don't spend it all. And to teach them to save some of their money, and most importantly, to help them understand that they need to share with others.
And thus the creation of Blossom Possum. That entire Community Voice interview with Gaines is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Well, Carroll County voters with concerns or maybe just an interest regarding the accuracy of voting machines have the opportunity to watch the logic and accuracy testing and preparation of voting equipment to be used in the March 12th presidential preference primary. Testing will begin at 9:30 a.m. on January 29th and is open to members of the public to observe. However, such members of the public shall not in any manner interfere with the preparation and testing of voting equipment. Testing and preparation will be conducted at the Carroll County Elections Office located at 997 Noonan Road in Carrollton. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.